Boy Rabbi Yitzchak Navcha. Rabbi Yitzchak Navcha has to shout like this. What's going to be a Voron Shesidron? But Tzite Hamarocha. Yitzchak had the wood there first. But now you did not put the pieces of meat to be burnt on top of the wood, but you put it on side of the wood, and it got burnt that way. Mahu. Ali b'deman b'yama ala mamish lo tibol. If you open it, says the word alo eish. Alo eitzim, it means mamish al on top of it, and there's no shalav. Out here, it's no good. The alo eitzim sib, it also says it has to be burnt alo eitzim. So out here, it's no good. It has to be b'davka on top of the wood, and not on the side of the wood. But ki tibolach, where is my shalav? Ali b'deman b'yama al b'samach. That al only means it's enough to be next to it. My, what's the lach over here? Hochinami, al b'samach. Is it enough to have the pieces of meat burning just on the side of the marocha? Is that also called aloeitz? I don't maybe know. Aloeitzim dumi dal hamizbeach. Here when the pasuk says you have to burn it aloeitzim, it also means dumi that it says al hamizbeach. Mahosim, just like al hamizbeach means al mamish, it has to mamish be on top of the mizbeach. Is half ochinam here also al mamish, maybe bedavka has to be mamish on top of the eitzim. And it's not enough to say it's on the side of the eitzim. So Melateko, here will be a shiloh if you burn the korban on the side of the Eitzim. Is it kosher or not? Is that called a Maisak Torah or not? That's a teiko. It's a sofik, we're not pushing it. Here now the Mishnah says, HaKoymet miyutoy makaves ruboi. The kmitza, you have to have a complete kmitza. If you miss even a kol shuab, it becomes puzzle. Puzzle says, mola kumtza, you have to have the whole thing. In other words, after you make the kmitza, you have to have the whole kmitza to burn it. So miyuta, even a drop of it, is makiv the rest of the kmitza, the rive of the kmitza. Same thing, ho yisorin, not that you have to have an yisorin worth of flour. And a mincha is miyuta makiv es rubai. If you're missing a drop of it, any mincha that needs an yisorin, if you have less than an yisorin of flour, the mincha is possible. The same thing, hayayin, miyuta makiv es rubai. When you have to have a shear of yayin from the sochim, then the Sochem comes with a korban, you need a chatzi ahim lepar, or a shlishis layel, or revius ahim lekevis. You have to have exactly this amount. And miyut, if you're missing a drop of it, it's makav esrubay. It comes out, you're not yotza, you don't have the nesochim. The same thing, hashemen, when you have to use shemen, but comes for they put a shemen into the menachis, that there's a shear of and the same thing by shemen of a minchas nadova, that the shear is a lug for nisaron. Is miyuta miyakev es rubai. If you're missing a drop of that shemen, it passels the rest of the shemen. And hasoiles vi hashemen makvin zeze. Every mincha has to have both the minocha that needed li shemen. You need both. The soiles, the flour, and the shemen is makvin zeze. If you have one without the other, it's no good. And hakaymetz v'alavoyna, a mincha that needs lavoyna also, is makvin zezeh. If you bring the mincha without the lavoyna, it's possible. When a mincha that needs lavoyna, you have to have both of them. So Mora says, my time, what's the reason you have to have a whole kmitza? On Makra, the pasuk says, molei kumtza, I trace him, it says it two times, it's likuvay, that you cannot have less than a complete kmitza. Isarun, how do you know you have to have exactly that amount of flour? Miyutai. Miyakev es ruboi my timer. What's the reason why by yisorim by the amount of flour? If you're missing a drop, it's makev the ruboi. On makro, the pasuk says misolta from its flour, meaning shimchos rakol shupsula. If any little bit of the flour is missing, the minchas posel. Hayayin the mishnah says also miyutim makev es ruboi. Why koch? It says in the pasuk koch was also mashmali kuvoi. You have to have this amount of yayin. Anything less is posel. Hashemin miyutim makev es ruboi. How do we know this? The minchas nesachim kochem. By minchas nesachim, it says also the word kochem. You have to have this amount of shemen. And a minchas nedova, regular minchas nedova, that you have to have a lug for every sarin. On the Makor, the pasuk says, "Umishamno shem chosar kol shubsula." If you're missing any part of the shemen, it becomes possible. Hashemen v'yasos makpun zeh zehrino mincha has to have both of them. The pasuk says, "Misolto mishamno, migirsho mishamno," that you have to have both. You have to have the silas and you have to have the flour. Hakaymet v'alavoyna makvin zeh. But it says, Ha'kol l'vaynosoy, v'yes kol ha'lavoyna. Asher alamincha says it twice, the l'vaynah. Therefore, if you're missing the l'vaynah, it's also possible. L'vaynah is also likuva. Now the Mishnah says, Shnei stirei yom ha'kipurim makvin zeh.
on your kippah, you have to have two serim, echad l'Hashem, echad l'Azazel. It's makman zezer, you have to have both of them. Shnei kivsei atzeres is also makman zezer. On Shavuos, you have to bring two kvasim, two carbon sibas of shlomim. It's makman, you can't have one without the other. Shtei chalos makman zezu. By Shavuos, after we bring the shtei halechem, you have to have two. Shnei tadorah makman zezer. Every Shabbos, you have the two storm on the shulchan. You have to have both storm, six and six. Shnei bezicha makan zezer. That on every Shabbos, you have to put two bezicha, two cups full of levoina on top of each side of the shulchan. That's makiv. Hasidorim, we have bezichin, makvin zezer. The same lechem up, the lechem upon him. You have to have both. You have to have the chalice, and you have to have the levoina there, the bezichin. Shnei minim shebenozir. That the nozer brings his carbon. You have to have two types of lechem. A pasuk says chalis matzos or kika matzos. It's makiv. Shloisha sheva para. By a para duma, you have to have the eighth eruv, the eighth of shnish shalas. Those things are likuva. And a bor sheva toida. When you bring a carbon toida, you have to have four different types of lechems. You have to have chalis matzos or kika matzos or selus mavechas. All four are likuva. A bor sheva luluv. The four meaning we have in the luluv. The lulav, the esper, the hadas, and the rov are also makvin zezer. Abor sheba mitzayra. This mitzayra also has to have four things. You have to have the eighth eras, ezoiv, shnisalas, and siperm. You have to have two birds. Halacha is in all these things, makvin zezer. If you have one, you're missing one. You're not mekayim the mitzvah. You have to have all of them. Sheva hazoi sheva poro makvin zuzu. That by the poro duma, the pasuk says v'hiza noka tnei oil moed. A sheva pomim, it's makiv. If you don't do it seven times, you're not mekayim this mitzvah. Sheva hazoy shebein abadim. By Yom Kippurim, that you have to make. Well, if ne'a kapurim, yad is sheva pomim, the pasuk says, also it's likuva. V'shal ha'peroiches, v'shal mezbech hazov, that's by the parim, the sirash Yom Kippurim, that says to make seven hazoys, by the ha'peroiches, ala mezbech hazov, that's also likuva. Is makiv zu azu. All these types of rikas you're supposed to do, if you're missing any one of them, you're not mekayim, whether it's from the seven or whether it's from the four hazois that are done on the mizbeach hazov, it's makvois zuizu. Now the Gemara explains, Shnei siru yom kippurim makvun zeh, zehadino on yom kippur, you have to have the two sirim. Chuka, says the word chuka there, that's likuva. Shnei kvosim, shnei kipsi atzeres, makvun zeh, how do we know that? Havaya, it says the word Havaya, Tia. So that's also Lashon of Likuva. Tia, Rashon of Likuva. Shtei Chalas, Hanoi, that's Shtei Lechem. Havaya, it also says the word Tia. That's called Likuva, it must be. Alright, turn over, we'll continue on the other side. Now, Shnei Sidorim, how do we know that the Lechem upon him has to have two rows of six and six? Chuk, it says the word Chuk there. Shnei Vezichim, how do we know? Chuk, it also says the word chukka. That you have to have two cups of levoina on top of the shulchan. Hasadorim v'yabzichim, how do we know you have to have both of them? Also chuk, it says the word chukka. Shnei midim shebenoz, the two types of chalas that you have to have. The chsiv, it says ken yasa. Ken yasa is also mashma likuva. Gimel shepar, the par, do must have these three things. Because chuk, it says the word chukka. Abor shebetoida, a korban toida, the lechem, that's be four different types. The Yiskish to Nazir, the Hukish to Nazir, just like by Nazir, it says the word, it says Ken Yase, it's the Kuva, who I didn't try the also is the Kuva. They'll say the Pasuk says, Al Zevach, try the Shlomov, Vyamamar, Shlomov, hear me, is the Rabbi Shalmei Nazir. So, try that to do with the Shalmei Nazir, it's also the Kuva. Vyabor Shabbat Mitzvah, the four mean and three mean and the Shnei Tiparim, they'll say, it says, Zayt Tiyatara Samitzvah, Mash, whatever you have to have is the Kuva. For Dalit Shabbaluluf, when the Torah says you have to have four minim, you need all four to be yotze the mitzvah, not yotze with three. But it says lakachta tzvidash lakichatama that you have to have all four minim. Amar Rav Chanan bar Rava loy shonu v'leshein loy only if you don't have avu yesh loy ein makfin. But as long as you have all four minim, you mekayim the mitzvah, even though you don't make a nagat, even though it's not tied together, wrapped the three minim are not wrapped together, still it's kosher. Only if you're missing one of the four, then you're not yotza. But as long as you have all four, you have the lulav, you have the adasim and the arovis, and the esrog, even though it's not tied together, still you're yotza. That's what Rab Chonin says. So, Meitzvah, we have a question. It says, Dalad minim sheba lulav, the four minim of the lulav, beis mei mois and peris, two of them give off fruit, the esrig and the lulav, who beis mei mois and peris, but the datum and the robbers do not give off fruits. Ois and peris yields a kukim lishain oisim. The ones that give off peris are needed for the ones that do not give off peris. But for shain ois and peris, the ones that do not give off fruits, yields a kukim lishain peris. So Rashi says it just means to say that you have to have all four of them. Each pair is zokov, you need the other pair. In other words, you have to have all four minim. Now, the enodim yotso yidei chavosebem, achiyu kulam biagud achas, till they're all tied together, they have to be of a good achas. So we're here talking about mashma, that all four are tied together. Vakopon, we know you only have to tie the three together. You have to have the lulav, the dasam, and the robas together. Vakopon, it's mashma, it has to be by good achas. And the same thing with Chen Yisrael, Pihatso, Achiyekula, Magud Achas. You have to have the whole Klai Yisrael together, Bishas, Tatso. Rashi says it means, Kishay Misanin. When Klai Yisrael is davening and fasting to Hashem, as you give rain, Hashem listens to them. When everybody davens together, Rashi says, even the Tzadikim and the Rishonim together. And that's diamond like, the Yisim, Vien Yisim Paris. Shneva the Pesach says, Ha Burna Bashimayim Al Yisav, Yagudosi Alaret Yosta. But I call upon him, it says here, you have to have an ogud, you have to be tied together. Mashma, the minim, and the lulav have to be tied together. So how could you before say it's kosher without being tied together? So the Mor says, Tanoi, it's a machlekes Tanoi, and the Tanya we learned. Lulav, bein ogud, bein shein ogud, kosher, and ekonama. Tanakama says, a lulav, even though you don't tie the minim together, still it's kosher. Reb Yehuda, I may know, all good kosher, if it's tied together, then it's kosher. Shein ogud, it's not tied together, puzzle. My time of Yehuda, what's the reason of Yehuda? Goma kichom, the Agoda says, he learns out from Aguda Sezov. Ma lahaloin, the Aguda, is afkan the Aguda, just like by the Ezov over there, it has to be tied together. Here also, it has to dafka be tied together. For Rabbonin, loigamri kichokicho. We don't learn out the Zerah Shabbat kichokicho. So kitis the machlekas anoyim. The Mor said, the soul command, all the Ludas go like, all the time of that we learned. Lulov. Mitzvah liyogdoi. It's a mitzvah to make agud, to tie the three minim together. V'yim liyogdo kosh, but if you don't tie it together, still it's kosh. As far as command, who's it go like? Command. Ikreb yudo liyogdo my kosh. Why is it kosh? Yidash m'gzeir shavo. It has enough to be agud. Irabonin. My mitzvah. Why is it a mitzvah? Rabbonin don't even say lechachili, you have to do it. Tomorrow says yes. Liyolam rabbonin. Those are going to rabbonin shita. Oh, my mitzvah mishum zekeli ben veyu. You know what the mitzvah to make agud is? Not me ikra locha, you have to have agud. But the pshat is, it's zekeli ben veyu. It makes the lulav look nicer. As zekeli ben veyu, that's mechayid to tie the three meaning together. Then it says in the Mishnah that sheva hazoyis sheba pora. By the pora duma the seven hazoyis is makbiz zuzu. Why chuk? It says the word chuk there. Sheva hazoyis shabena badim on Yom Kippur. We met the sheva hazoyis. Also, it's milikuva. Relsu shamazvech hazor b'shal proiches makbiz zuzu. Why the Yom Kippur ksiv chuk? It says the word chuk. The par koin meshuach, or the par helam dovish shotzibor, or the sirah vazgovim kiretanya. How do we know about these parma nesrofim, the parma panimim? Also, those avoidis are the kuva, the zrika there, the kuva. But the pasuk says, like we learn like this. And the pasuk says, the osala par, kasher osala par, you do to this par, you do to the other par. Matam, what is the pasuk talking about over here? What's the chiddush over here? Rashi says, the osla par kasher osla par chatis the par helam dovaksiv shiyas loa kasher osla par koy mashiach shalom alimenu. So what's the pasuk come to teach us over here? Matam loyma lichpo b'hazoyis. It means to tell us like twice. You have to make these hazoyis. Rashi lishanas biyazor hazoyis adam alov. He doesn't say the second time you have to make the hazoyis. In other words, that's likuva. If you don't do it, you're not yosom. It means to say shin chisur achas min matonis lo yosaklum. That's what the Pesach comes to teach us. So the kids say, that's how we know here, by the Hazois of the Chatas HaPanim, if you're missing one of them, you're talking not Yotza. Tell Rabbi, it went like this. Sheva Hazois, Sheba Poro, Shoson. All right, Lamaisa, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the next tape. We'll stop over here.